This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Next year's Tabor refund checks will be a lot smaller than Coloradans are used to expecting. CPR's Megan Verlee explains why.
When state residents file their taxes next year, they can expect to get a refund back of between $20 and $60. That's compared to the hundreds of dollars in refunds Colorado paid in recent years. One big factor is that state lawmakers have chosen to target tax repayments to lower-income workers and families through an expanded earned income tax credit and a new family affordability credit. That results in less money left over for general Tabor refunds. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Two Southern Colorado inventions are in the running to be named this year's coolest thing made in Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Autonomous nanotractors, known as ants, can weed fields of beans, beets, chilies, and more. They're made by La Junta-based Barn Owl Precision Agriculture. Meanwhile, InnovaFlex arrays, manufactured in Colorado Springs, are complex electric systems with many uses. They're both competing in the contest from the Colorado Chamber of Commerce against other inventions like a solar-powered travel trailer, an interactive maze made of lasers, and a new vertical farming system. Anyone can vote daily online at coolestthingcolorado.com through October 6th. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The Denver Zoo is mourning the loss of Birani, a 32-year-old Sumatran orangutan. He was euthanized this week after a long battle with kidney disease. Birani drew international attention in 2020 when he stepped in to raise his young daughter after her mother died. It's a rare act for male orangutans. You are listening to CPR News.